Well, there ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes up in the morning out in the garden. Get you a ripe one, do not get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging. Every time I go out and pick me a big one. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes?
Welcome to this week's High Grow Garden Show, brought to you by Bloomer and Russell, PA, Heavy 16 Artisan Nutrients, Coast of Maine Organic Soils and Compost, Hydro Farm Hydrocultural Supplies, and of course, High Grow Organics, 355 North Street, and now at 14 Bog Road in Caribou. We are officially the county's largest hydroponic store. Welcome aboard this week's edition of the High Grow Garden Show. We are very, very lucky to have Scott Wilcox with BioGrow 365 and Bryce Patterson with Heavy 16 live in the studio. You may remember Bryce. He was on the show earlier this year. He's the owner and founder of Heavy 16 Artisan Nutrients. He's the dude with the big paddle in the brochure. Scott is vice president of global sales of BioGrow 365, which is a really great new to the market organic fertilizer. Welcome to the show, fellas.
Great to be here.
Yeah, how's it going, Bill?
Fabulous. So, Scott, where Bryce has been here before and is your agronomist as well, I'll let you explain what BioGrow 365 is, what it does, and how it'll enhance your crop. Now, this, just a little disclaimer here, this is for commercial farmers, but it is available at High Grow Organics, 355 North Street, beautiful downtown Holton, Maine.
Well, Bill, it's usually easiest to start stories at the beginning, so I'll start right sort of how I sort of became involved with BioGrow. I was actually in Central America and met the founder of the company. He had been approached by an agronomist and a farmer who had been doing research and development on sort of a 360-degree full nutrient package fertilizer for about 15 years. And initially, he was, like most of us who are a little long in the tooth, was a little reluctant.
Speak for yourself.
You know, a little reluctant to sort of leap on board. And but in any event, they persisted, and he finally went ahead and did some had the product sent over to the United States for testing. And lo and behold, he found out that the boys had actually come up with something that was quite unique. So I'll get into sort of that in a minute as we go through this. But where I always like to start is just a quick review of how synthetic fertilizers, and by synthetic I mean man-made fertilizers, how do we get nitrogen into a bag, right?
And when you say it's synthetic, everybody would commonly know it as granulated fertilizer.
Right, NPK fertilizers, the one that have sort of three numbers on, 12, 16, 5, or whatever the number happens to
Correct.
Be. So what happens is a process was discovered about 100 years ago where atmospheric air could be pushed through a tube at high heat and pressure and exposed to natural gas. And what they found out was that the hydrogen molecules in the natural gas will fuse with the nitrogen molecules in the air, and it begins a process we call fixation. So what that does, fixation is just simply a plant can't pull nitrogen out of the air and use it. The nitrogen molecule is tightly bound. It has to be broken up basically and processed by some means so that it can actually be turned into a form that's usable by a plant. So essentially what they found was that it's called the Haber-Bosch process, was actually the first economic method by which nitrogen could be from the air could be exposed to another chemical, and the nitrogen fixation process begun. So here we are all these years later, and the reason I tell you that is so that our listeners understand that the nitrogen in a bag comes from the air. That's where it comes from. This is not magic. So, you know, 95 or 100 years later comes our scientist. And so BioGrow 365 is unique in that it's actually, Bryce refers to it as three pillars. And I actually like that. There's three pillars of BioGrow. There is what we call microbes. There are micronutrients. And there are humates. So we need to talk about each one of those pieces because each one of them has a very specific role. And without one of them, without one of those pieces, it won't work properly. So,
no, if without the pieces, the nutrients don't transfer to the plant to give it the benefit.
Well, they either, first off, they don't turn into the right nutrient if you don't have the microbiology. So you have to have the microbiology with the micronutrient to actually turn that micronutrient into a chemical form that the plant recognizes. And then you have to have a process to get all that stuff below the ground, into the plant's root, and be readily uptaken by the plant. So it has to have all three of those pieces. And what the pioneers of BioGrow 365 recognized was that traditional methods were not wrong. They just were missing components, really. And so starting with pillar number one and two, I'll talk about micronutrients and humates for a moment. Our micronutrients, we source a specific poultry manure. And so it's not just any manure. It's first off, we're organically certified, even though most of our clients are traditional farmers, because we can provide significant benefits at a very good price, and that's attractive to everybody. But to gain organic certification, it has to come from our organic farm. We feed our birds a specific diet so that they basically have in their excrement everything that we need that our soils are lacking. And I'll go through that very long list at the end of the program. So what we have, there's no manure in our product, not a drop. But what we have is we start with a highly composted organic chicken manure, and we then apply an enzyme process to that to draw out the micronutrients that we need and the humates. So the micronutrients, and I'll just give you a partial list that we have, because we have micro and macronutrients. So we have the macros in smaller amounts. But we also have, in micronutrients, we have sulfur, boron, zinc, manganese, iron, copper, calcium, magnesium, sodium, aluminum, and the list goes on. So we're not just feeding our plants nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, which are important, but without the micronutrients, you do not get a healthy plant, you don't get the yield increases, et cetera, that we can produce.
Now, we were having a conversation last night, and you said something about there are 30 odd of these available, and most people are just feeding a small amount of these micros. Is that the right?
Well, what happens, and I'll skip down to the punchline. If you eat a carrot today, it basically has about 50% of the nutritional value of a carrot in 1910.
Good Lord.
And the reason for that is it's not that the carrot has changed, right? The cellular structure of a carrot has not altered at all. What's altered is the structure of the soil and what is available in soils. And so through, a century of, what we would refer to as sort of just typical farming practices.
Conventional farming.
We have removed most of the micronutrients from soils.
And a lot of this is via herbicides, fungicides, insecticides, over-farming.
It's not even that. It's just that in the process of growing into a carrot consumes the micronutrients that are available in the soil. So as you go through that process time after time after time, we're all familiar with replacing nitrogen. Everybody understands that, right? If you get off so many pounds of potatoes in an acre, you need to replace that with so many pounds of nitrogen or something to replace what nature has consumed by producing a potato or an ear of corn. Well, the same holds true for micronutrients, but nobody replaces them. That's the truth. So what you end up with is you end up with soil that is basically depleted, almost in some cases completely, of micronutrients. So it's a very, very big issue. So you kind of got me to the climax of the story right at the beginning. But anyway,
sorry about that.
That's all right. It's all good. Back to the pillars. We have micronutrients now that we've talked about. Humates, I like to refer to humates. Well, what's the quickest way to describe this? Soils become very compacted. And so you need some process to draw the micronutrients and the microbiology down far enough into the soils so that they actually get to where they're needed,
Yes.
You can accomplish this with all sorts of things. Like, a lot of home gardeners will be familiar with mixing sand with soil, right? I mean, it allows the technical term we use is flocculate, which is, it's one of those words, I think it's a cool word, flocculate. Sure. You have to have a process to allow that microbiology and nutrient to get down to where it needs to get to. So the humates actually provide that roadway, if you will. So those are sort of the two pillars that I think most people are pretty comfortable with. We're not the only people that have micronutrients. You can get them from different places. I will say, though, that micronutrients are not all created equal, and this is a very important issue. You can mine them. You can even create them synthetically. Ours are completely natural. So there is not a great deal that Mother Nature has to do to a natural micronutrient to get it into a position where it's usable. That is not the case with all micronutrients. So your listeners have to be a little bit savvy when they talk about when they're being approached by micronutrient providers. The final pillar of BioGrowth 365 is unique. Our scientists were able to isolate a number of nitrifying and solubilizing bacteria, or microbes as we call them. And what we'll just talk about the nitrifying bacteria, because that's what most people will understand the most readily. A nitrifying bacteria can basically replicate the Haber-Bosch process and do it naturally. So it can pick up a nitrogen molecule in the air, or one that's in the ground. It can latch onto it. It can begin the fixation process. It can do 100% of that and turn that molecule into a form that is usable by the plant. That
100%
naturally. 100% naturally.
No high pressure, no natural gas.
Nothing.
No.
And now, you can buy microbes on the market. The difficulty with microbes is that they are very fickle, they're very easy to kill, and they have a very, very short lifespan, traditionally. So the true science of BioGrowth 365 that sets us apart from everybody is that we found a way to create a food source for the microbes and to provide a host so that we can keep them alive pretty much indefinitely in solution.
And this is a one of a kind in the industry,
to my knowledge.
Your knowledge. Well,
so
you're a pretty smart guy. So I'm taking that and running with it.
If I'm a smart guy, you need to get out more. But I appreciate the compliment. But
consider the source.
So what we have is we're not just pushing in nitrogen, and we're not just pushing in potassium. We are providing microbiology with the correct micronutrients and macronutrients with the humates or the highway to get all of that down to where it needs to get to. And that is magical. It's not magical. It's pure science is what it is. So with that, we then get into, all right, well, I mean, where the rubber hits the road for growers is what do I get out of it? What's the benefit for me? Because at the end of the day, this is how people pay for their kids' education and drive their cars and pay for the fuel for their tractors. I mean, so there has to be a true economic benefit. And when I was first introduced to BioGrow, and before I decided that it was truthfully, I mean, I've got a little tiny reputation, but it means a lot to me. And so before I would sort of hitch my reputational cart to that horse, I had to know that it actually was what they were claiming. And so I spent a great deal of time. I traveled through much of Central America, through rice farms, citrus farms. We went up to Northern California and talked to some growers. At that point, they've been using this for a couple of years. We're doing potatoes, asparagus, broccoli, and now we've got people doing corn, beans, sugar cane, everything. I mean, it's just, you know, basically we're pretty much full spectrum now. But I needed to go and speak with the people that had been using it so I could basically get the information right from the horse's mouth, because I knew that if I was going to be able to look a farmer in the eye and be able to convince him that, first off, that we did have something that was, I refer to as the next generation science. This is new. It actually works. We have many clients that use our product in conjunction with and not opposed to their traditional NPK fertilizers. And what happens is, with all of that proper microbiology, over time they can actually draw back quite a bit on their NPK program, on their traditional nutrient program, and bump up the natural side, and they work very, very well together.
Which results in a net savings. If you increase your yield, drop the overall cost of your nutrient program. We're going to stop right here for just a second and play a song. This is a radio show with music to garden by. So right now we're going to have a song by Joe Eli. He's singing about hard living, certainly nothing I would know about, but Bryce might be able to give you a little insight on that. Here he is.
Well, you can call out the sheriff and the highway patrol. There's a fool on the road careening out of control. Hard living, fast swimming, Lord, I can't leave me. And I wish hard living come so easy to me. I keep my engine revving and my beer on ice.
my dear, heaven is a paradise. Come on, 7 come 11, set this poor boy free. And I wish hard living didn't come so easy to me. So give me a shot of octane juice. Ain't no cure for the honky-tonk blues. If they come up with something, I'll develop an immunity. And I wish hard living didn't come so easy to me. Oh, pick it, Joe. Myself, I let the next one pass. I wish that a promise didn't break so easily. And I wish hard living didn't come so easy to me. Yeah, I wish hard living didn't come so easy to me. I wish hard living didn't come so easy. I wish hard living.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. Hard living. It's real easy to do.
Right on.
Right.
You Southern California boys, I mean, that's, you know, we read about you guys and you just,
oh, yeah,
still just party 24/7, 365.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
real,
so,
real hard living.
If somebody had told me a decade ago that I was going to be in the United States and Maine talking about chicken manure, having a good laugh in a radio station, I'd have said they were completely insane.
Yeah,
but
right.
Here we are, and this is what we're doing.
Yep.
So let me skip over to some of the things that we are probably less important in the big scheme of things to growers, certainly very important to consumers. And I spoke about it a little bit at the beginning, and that is the nutrient value of foods. And it's starting to get an awful lot of playtime now because what people are realizing is that the prevention to most human diseases, and truthfully most plant diseases, is your immune system, which is primarily dictated by what you eat. And it's the same for a plant as it is for a human being. So we'll go back for a minute to my example of the carrot. So if you have a carrot that 100 years ago had a certain percentage of, say, selenium in it, because the earth had that in plentiful amounts, in the right amounts, and today it does not. You have to find a way. Your body now is deficient in a micronutrient. And when you start adding the deficiencies in micronutrients, what you end up with is you end up with bodies that are comparatively unhealthy because we are missing a bunch of micronutrients. So even though a carrot still looks lovely and they're the right size and they're the right color and they peel the same way as they did when your grandma peeled them, it's not the same carrot. So as important as earning a living is to the growers, for we consumers, what we're most interested in now is look at, you know, and this is not tree huggers. This is everybody. I mean, people are waking up to the fact that our food sources we are what we eat, right?
Correct.
So part of the great part of BioGrow 365 is that it not only provides a substantial economic benefit. We just touched on that for a minute just before the song break. But, we were here in Maine I came up to look at a potato study that had been done by some very nice people here who I was very impressed with. And the results that we got there are the results that we see everywhere. Because we're in their, you know, in their town, I mean, I'll let them speak about it as opposed to me telling you who they were. We saw some phenomenal results. And, you know, how many input producers can walk onto a farm and look somebody in the eye and say, I can increase your production by 15% on average, on balance.
Right. Yeah, like nobody.
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 And that's what I do for a living. It's why I enjoy what I do so much. And it is the real deal. So what we saw with the potatoes, we see with tomatoes. We did a study 2 years ago, and it was an arm's length, done properly, on field tomatoes. And on 8 or 9 gallons an acre, we bumped production from 49 to 61 tons in 1 year.
Good Lord.
And we see that in everything that we touch. So the question with all crops is, you know, we have to make sure that there's an economic benefit that
Correct.
Comes out of that. And so depending on the economic profile of every crop, we have to, you know, adjust our matrix to make sure that the farmer's getting what he needs out of it as well. But I can't thank you guys enough, Bill, for putting that together. We would not have been able to do that on our own, and it was very much appreciated. And I think it's a real service to your county, the county, as I understand.
Yes, sir.
Because, well, this is potato country, and
it is.
This is important information, and you helped us spread our message, and that in turn will allow your growers to knock it out of the park, and that's what this whole thing is about. So the last piece to wrap this whole discussion up is very quickly talking about disease and pest resistance. So in a human body, if you're healthy, you're able to combat all sorts of nasty things that want to come and consume you. The same is true in the plant world. If you have a healthy plant with a firm stalk, with healthy roots that is getting everything that it needs, it is better able to resist pests. It's better able to resist diseases. We're doing a huge test right now in southern Florida on citrus greening, which has wiped out half of that state's citrus crop. Very, very important stuff. So at the end of the day, where does this get to? It gets us to a product that provides higher yields, lower costs, healthier plants, more drought-resistant plants, end products that have higher nutritional value. So at the end of the day, as I said at the beginning, this is a breakthrough science, and it's here today.
It certainly is. And, you know, and I thank you for, you know, coming here, offering the support behind this test, you and Bryce, because if it hadn't been for Bryce, I wouldn't know about you, because he's your agronomist, and you know, it's just funny how things all work together. If you want to know more about BioGrow365, you can go to their website,
www.biogrow365.com,
or you can stop into High Grow Organics, 355 North Street, and talk to me or my lovely assistant, Jenny. I thank you all for listening. I think we're going to close her out today with a song from, let's see, Warren Haynes. This is Warren Haynes featuring Railroad Earth with Ashes and Dust. Thanks for listening.
This is Tabitha. Thank you all for listening to the High Grow Garden Show. If you have questions or comments for Bill, please send them to gardenshow@whoufm.com or visit us on Facebook. You can always stop by the store at 355 North Street and ask my dad in person.